Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980. Going to talk a little hoops now. Joining us on the Rude Guest Hotline, Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. It's our pal Antonio Daniels, former Wizard, longtime NBA vet. Now he's a color analyst for the Pelicans. You can also hear him on SiriusXM NBA Radio. What's up, Antonio?
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't punch a bomb. I'm sorry. I'm working on my phone. Antonio, are you there, buddy?
Yes. How y'all doing today?
Hey, we're doing well. Before we talk playoffs, did a little part of your heart hurt when you saw the Wizards tumble in the draft lottery all the way down to number 6? I mean, it hurt a lot of Wizards fans when they were expecting, hopefully, to get Cooper Flagg and get lucky and pick number 1 and just wasn't to be.
Well, here's the thing. If you think my heart hurt watching the Wizards tumble down to number 6, how do you think I felt when I saw the Pelicans fall to number 7?
Yeah, probably hurt too, yeah, I would think.
Yeah. It was, it is what it is. It is what it is. And, you know, I on the SiriusXM show, we had a million people calling in and talking about, you know, the NBA lottery was the R word, which it's not. You know, they traded Luka, so now this is what the NBA's doing to give them, like, stop it, man. Stop it. You know, more power to the Dallas Mavericks. You know, I'm happy for them to get an opportunity to acquire a talent like Cooper Flagg and put him next to Anthony Davis and Kyrie Irving and so on and so forth. But life goes on. But I will say this. Outside of this year, what is there when you go back and look at the history of the draft that says that the only – generational player that you can get is a number 1 overall pick? Because if I ask you who are the top 5 players in the NBA today, would any of them be the number 1 overall pick?
Not Jokic, not Shea, not Luka. Nope. You can keep going down the list. You are correct.
Not SGA.
So that's the thing. You can go down. Not Giannis. You know, like, you can go down the list. You can get generational talents outside of number 1. So I can grasp the concept of people, you know, saying, you missed on the number 1 overall pick. But it doesn't mean just because you didn't get the number 1 overall pick that there still aren't generational talents out there to be had.
Antonio, take me back to when you were drafted. Now, there was a number 1 pick in Tim Duncan, who was a generational talent. But Tracy McGrady was drafted 9th. Did you know you were going to go to Vancouver? Kind of just take me through your draft.
Well, I knew I was going to Vancouver, you know, closer to the draft. But even during my workouts, I didn't work out for any team outside of the top 10 that didn't need a point guard. So everybody I worked out for at that particular time was in the top 10. So I knew I was going top 10, but when it got closer to the draft, then I knew I was going top 5. It's a cool process. Mm-hmm. It really is. It really is a cool process. It's something that it's a process I'll never forget. It's some crazy memories around that time. Crazy memories. I'll never forget when I got drafted by Vancouver, the next day flying to Vancouver to do my media obligations, getting off the plane, getting picked up at the airport to go do my physical, and on the way to go do my physical, we hit a guy on a bike.
Oh.
And I thought we killed him.
Oh,
on my way to do my physical. Like, I was literally in Vancouver for 15 minutes, and I called my mom, and I said, Mom, I think we just killed a man. That kind of should have let me know that was not going to be the right place for me.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe that was an omen
for
you.
Well, look, like, 2 years later, you're playing for San Antonio, and you win an NBA championship, right?
Correct. Yep. I went from the worst team in the league to the best team in the league in a matter of 365 days.
Very nice. So, Antonio,
God's plan is crazy.
Antonio, you were talking about, you know, generational guys being found outside of the top pick, maybe even outside of the top 5. One of those guys appears to be Tyrese Haliburton. Talk about how amazing and clutch he's been, and how much do you think the Kings regret back in 2022 trading him to the Pacers? I mean, that's a Kings team that would certainly look different if they still had Tyrese Haliburton in the mix.
Yeah, but here's the thing about that. Like, when we talk about trades, hindsight's always 20/20. Mm-hmm. There's no saying that if Tyrese Haliburton was in Sacramento that he would still be this same version of himself, because you're talking about a different coach with a different system with different teammates. You know what I mean? Like, we see this all the time. I watched Josh Giddey, who was a part of the Oklahoma City Thunder 2 years ago, get traded to Chicago last summer. And I keep hearing OKC Thunder fans, when Josh Giddey was having a great year in Chicago, saying, oh, why can't he do that here? Because he wouldn't have had that same responsibility. You know what I mean? So sometimes it takes a change of scenery for guys to become the best version of themselves. I will say this. That was a trade, honestly, that worked out for both sides.
Yeah, they got Sabonis.
Right. Sabonis, he was an all-star. You know, he took them, helped get them to the playoffs for the first time in forever. And now we can look back at it and say, well, you know what, Tyrese Halliburton fill in the blank. But remember, De'Aaron Fox was there. Mm-hmm. You know, they drafted Davion Mitchell. So they drafted other point guards at the time. So I understand the thought process. And again, when you look back on certain trades, hindsight's always 20/20. But Tyrese Halliburton is special. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's safe to say. And again, a lot of this league is about getting with the right coach at the right time, with the right system, with the right teammates around you. And Rick Carlisle and that Indiana Pacers up and down system is perfect for Tyrese Halliburton. So it's one of those situations in Indiana where the stars aligned at the right time.
Antonio, I want to go back. Before these playoffs started, who did you have in the NBA Finals?
I had Boston, and then I had a question mark on the Western Conference side. Mm-hmm. I had Boston winning the whole thing. But we have to make our predictions during, like right when the regular season ends.
Sure.
So we can't, like, make them, you know, a game or two into the playoffs. I'll tell you guys what I didn't know. What I didn't know at the time of making our predictions was that there was going to be such a drastic difference between the game in the regular season and the game in the postseason. The game in the postseason, it resembles the 80s.
Yeah, it's very physical.
It really does. Yeah, it's extremely physical. Like, I have not seen this type of difference between the regular season and the postseason, probably throughout the course of my time playing or covering the NBA. I've never seen anything like it. So if I could go back and say, all right, well, what they're going to do in the postseason is eliminate the free-flowing game, right, where guys are getting up and down, and they're going to allow physicality. They're going to allow touching. They're going to allow guys to blow up screens. You know, they're going to allow us to turn the clock back to the 80s and early 90s. That may have changed my prediction because, again, we don't know how certain teams are going to respond to physicality. But if you go back then, Cleveland Cavaliers, who were first in the East, the Boston Celtics, who were second in the East, we saw how they responded to the physical nature of the postseason, and it wasn't well.
Hmm. What is it about Rick Carlisle? Why is Rick Carlisle, he's won a championship before with Dallas. Why is he such a good head coach?
I think it's a number of reasons. For Greg Popovich, I call him the greatest coach of all time. What I've always loved about Pop is he doesn't just coach one way, right? He can cater his offense to the skill set of the players that the roster is constructed with. And a lot of coaches can't do that. A lot of coaches cannot do that. I have all the respect in the world for Phil Jackson. But when Phil Jackson coached with the Chicago Bulls and they ran a triangle offense with Michael and Scottie and Rodman and Kerr, it looked great. When he was with Kobe and Shaq and Derek Fisher and those guys, it looked great. But remember he went to New York and tried the same thing? It didn't look so well. What I love about Greg Popovich and the same thing I love about Rick Carlisle is his ability to cater his offense to the skill set of his players. That's not easy. Because you remember when they won a championship way back in, even when he had Luka, right? They weren't getting up and down like this. But you know what? He got Tyrese Halliburton, he got Pascal Siakam, he got Miles Turner, and he completely shifted the way that he coached in Dallas to the way that he coaches in Indiana. And for me, I love a coach that can adjust on the fly because, you know what, I would love to coach that way, but my roster is not constructed to coach that way. That's what I've always loved about certain coaches in this league, mainly Greg Popovich, and you can throw Rick Carlisle, one of the greatest coaches in the history of sport, in that same conversation.
talking to Antonio Daniels, former Wizard, longtime NBA vet. Now he's a color analyst for the Pelicans, and you can hear him on SiriusXM NBA Radio. All right, so both series are 3-1. Pacers up 3-1 on the Knicks. Thunder up 3-1 in their series against the T-Wolves. Two-part question, to give either of the teams that are trailing 3-1 a shot.
No.
And okay, so then we skip past that.
Yeah.
So how do you forecast NBA Finals?
I have, you know, been sleeping on the Indiana Pacers for quite some time.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm still sleeping on them because I can't see a team beating the Oklahoma City Thunder.
Mm-hmm.
They check all the boxes.
Well, Denver almost did.
But it almost only counts in grenades and horseshoes. You know, like, and that basically lets you know how great Nikola Jokic is.
Yeah.
The fact that Denver actually took them to seven games, and if Aaron Gordon is healthy, maybe they have an opportunity to beat the Oklahoma City Thunder. But the OKC Thunder, they check every box. Toughness, great point of attack defenders, best defensive team in the league, size, skill, excellent one-on-one players. They have a certified Batman, a certified Robin. They can play big. They can play small. Defensive versatility. They check all of the boxes. They had an area last year where that needed to be addressed. When they lost to the Dallas Mavericks last year, Daniel Gafford and Derek Lively killed them on the glass.
Mm-hmm.
Killed them on the glass. So you know what they did? They went out and got Isaiah Hartenstein. They went out and got tougher by adding Alex Caruso. All the boxes that needs to be checked, the Oklahoma City Thunder checked them. I cannot see a team beating the OKC Thunder. I can't. And even now, I keep getting asked, you know, okay, we think it's going to be the Indiana Pacers and the OKC Thunder. Who do you have and in how many games? And I got OKC in five.
Wow.
Pretty right. Strong.
I'll remember that when I go to my betting site.
There you go. Make it pay off.
Thank you, Antonio. Appreciate it.
For sure. Anytime, fellas.
All right, bro.
All right, buddy.
Love the passion from Antonio
Daniels. He's great. Yeah. But real quick, he was talking about the Pacers, and we're talking about the draft in general. You can get great players outside of the number one overall pick.
Mm-hmm.
The Pacers' top three players are obviously Haliburton, who was drafted
12. Yep.
Siakam, who was drafted, we talked about, 27. And Miles Turner, who's their center, now he's not a superstar, but he's pretty damn good. I think he was drafted maybe 11 or 12. So their top three picks were drafted way outside, you know, the top five.
Hence why I'm anti-tanking.
Yeah.
It's nice, though, to get the number one pick.
It's great. It
could give you a,
well, when there's a Cooper Flag available.
Up. Yeah. Or you could get a Kwame Brown.
Yep. Coming up next, it's Game Show Wednesday. Your chance to win a $100 gift card to Metropolitan Hospitality Group and their restaurants, and we also have tickets to go see Post Malone at Northwest Stadium. So Game Show Wednesday next. You can call in now to compete for great prizes at 1-800-636-1067.
All right, for all of your residential, commercial, cooling, heating, plumbing, and pest control needs this season, do what I always do. Trust the five-star experts at Crop Metcalf. You know, another scorching Washington summer is right around the corner with temperatures warming up. Make sure your cooling system can keep up, like the hoopty one in here. Call Crop Metcalf today. Schedule your $99 cooling system check and ensure your family's comfort all season long. Call 1-800-GO-CROP or visit CropMetcalf.com. Crop Metcalf, home of the five-star technician.